Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Guys, welcome everybody, welcome one, welcome all to New Moon Rising Radio, proudly part of the VOC Nation Radio Network, VOCNation.com, and streamlined as well on TheBradyHicks.com. I am the former, current, however you want to put it, the play-by-play man for New Moon Rising Wrestling, the hottest independent company in the world today. I'm joined by our ring announcer, our voice, Cliff Light. What's going on, Cliff? How are we feeling today? Oh, my bad, Cliff. I'm sorry. Try it now. How are we feeling today, Cliff?
There we go.
Hey.
I'm doing pretty good. Hello, everyone out there. Viacom Nation on BradyHicks.com. Hope everybody's having a great Monday morning so far.
Oh, it's been incredible. I'll get to our topic in a minute because our match this week is one that I don't know how you felt, but I felt at the time that this was when New Moon Rising Wrestling was really starting to turn the corner and become something more than just an indie. You know, it was becoming something very special in my eyes, and I feel like that momentum is still there to be grabbed. But I do want to put the phone number out there. We're talking Ryan Castellucci versus Mark Angel from December to Remember, December 15th, 2012. If you guys want to call in, be a part of the show, toll free 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234, toll free, 914-338-1885. Now, Cliff, we're talking the legacy of Castellucci and Mark Angel, that historic match from a high point in New Moon Rising Wrestling at that point. Like I said, December 15th, 2012. Your memories of Castellucci versus Angel?
Oh, that was, like you said earlier, it was one of those matches that was at, you know, you could see us going from just a small little local company to something on people's radar. I mean, being Castellucci, grew up in the local area of Deffert. I mean, there was rumors, well, even back to, if you remember PG-13, we had a couple mystery spots. Castellucci was rumored even coming then. I mean, each month it was more and more rumors about Castellucci making an appearance. Was finally able to get there, make his appearance in December to Remember. And on the other side for Mark Angel, a guy that's been around the business, I mean, for a big match like this, being the co-main event, and for the board of directors to have a guy like him, I mean, that showed you that, you know, they wanted to showcase some talent, and Mark was a guy they definitely chose for that.
No, you're right there. And, you know, as I looked around the crowd, and by the way, I apologize for the cough there. We're both kind of getting over something, I think. But as I scanned it, round. And that was the first time in my mind, in my memory, that the Proving Grounds down there in Deptford were sold out. And a lot of that can be attributed to Ryan Castellucci, a guy who hadn't even made his debut in the company. But there was just this feeling about this guy that he was like a real superstar. You know, like you said, it had been building for a few months now. We were talking about bringing him in. I know the fans were were kind of clamoring to see it. And when he made his debut versus Mark Angel, the roof, it literally came unhooked. I mean, maybe not literally, maybe figuratively, but it
I have a couple
it rocked
spots.
The foundation.
It looks like it did come off.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't remember so many signs, you know, so many chants. To me, it reminded me, and people are going to laugh at me, but it reminded me of ECW back in, like, the early 90s, you know, the level of fan participation that we had on that night.
Yeah, there was definitely a buzz from the time, like, people know that, you know, being part of the announce team, broadcast team, we have to be there a little bit early. From the time we got there to the time the show started, and by the time this match got on the way, there was a buzz in that crowd that, being this was our third show at the Proving Grounds, it had that magical feeling that something special was going to be taking place.
So here's what I want to do, guys. Like I said, I gave the phone number out. I'll give it out again. It's toll-free, 855-VOC-RADIO, 855-862-7234. I'm going to take a real quick commercial break. It's just about 2.5 minutes. When we come back on the other side, we're going to play that match. Then we're going to give our thoughts on that match. So much more. This is New Moon Rising Radio, proudly part of the VOC Nation Radio Network. We'll be back on the other side, guys.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey, guys. Grady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Hey, I'm the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys
to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Losing streak he's been on here.
Well, he's got a tough task out of him, Dean.
It all stops here. It's all time for Mark Angel to put together a great game plan.
You know what? I've been pumping up Pascalucci, and he definitely has power. Mark Angel's not a slouch, Dean. I mean, he has wrestled all around the area. He's wrestled in ladder matches, tables matches. He consistently puts on top-rate matches.
Well, here's the thing. He obviously pulled the hair there of Mark Angel.
I didn't see that. What are you talking about? He's bald.
Hey, I'm just saying what Mark said.
What, did he use, like, tweezers?
There you go, Mark Angel. See, he's taking Ryan out of his game. Smart maneuver by Mark.
Get in the ring, Mark Angel. We don't want to see this.
Why are you jawjacking with Mark Angel?
I'm not jawjacking. I want to see a match. I want to see the hometown hero. The 0-1 fighting athlete, dude.
Deppard's number 1-0. Ryan
Cowboy. Deppard's number one son, Dean.
No, number 1-0.
Well, whatever.
You know what? I talked to a former high school teacher, Ryan Castellucci, and I'll tell you what.
What?
They don't even remember who he is. I went
Did you
up,
say the name right?
Yeah, I said Ryan Castellucci.
Okay, because you're going to pronounce it right, otherwise they won't know who he is.
So I said, do you know Ryan? Do you remember Ryan? Oh.
That is disrespectful. And in Deptford, forearms, traded forearms. Castellucci on the offense, off the ropes. Loose hands, press, Dean.
You know what, but these are all closed fists. Where's the count?
He's doing them so fast, Chris Levinson can't even make the count. Castellucci on the apron, what's he going to do? He's chasing him. He's chasing him.
Oh, that was a knee right to the face pick.
That was almost like a Shining Wizard I thought it was going to be. Castellucci in the ring celebrating. Look at it, there's got to be 1,000 fans here, Dean, and they're all so excited. Maybe not 1,000. It's close, though. I didn't do a clicker when they came in.
You should have picked.
Come on, Mark.
Anyway,
it feels
Mark,
like 1,000.
Mark Angel is definitely trying to get back into the game. We have talked about this losing streak he's been on. He definitely has. Perhaps he needs some help. I don't know. The thing is, Mark Angel trying to rebuild it together. And with moves like that, I think.
Angel chops Castellucci in the throat. That's how he gets back in the ring. Now he's going to throw him. Oh, what's he doing?
Right,
you can't throw him to the outside. He had him by the hair.
Looks like Mark Angel is going up to the ropes.
What's he going to do now, Dean? Oh. Nothing. He don't need to do anything.
That's right. He doesn't need these fans.
Discretion certainly the better part. Discretion, what's the valor? What's that saying? Discretion the better part of valor. Sorry. I'm flustered.
Pull me 1-6. But Mark Angel definitely in control. Well, he was in control.
Castellucci was playing pop him. He's taking Mark Angel all around the ring. Is he biting him?
Is he biting him on the ear? Get some control of the match.
What is this? It ends with a face ring.
You know, but this is amazing, though. One thing I can say, I am glad that Mark Angel, in the co-main event, he deserves it. He's the center of attention, and he's proving it here right now.
0-2 since the relaunch, though. Mark Angel with the cover, just the one count.
Well, we have talked about this losing streak he's been on, and I really do think he's going to turn things around. What better way than taking out the hometown boy, Ryan Castellucci?
Well, here's the thing, Dean. Castellucci, right now, because he's suffering, it seems like this crowd's kind of been taken out of it.
Well, sure. I mean, they're all here to see the hometown boy.
He was on the ticket.
He was featured on the ticket, and they went like hotcakes. Like Castellucci cake.
I love hot cakes, Dean.
I can tell.
You disgust me.
Anyway, right now in the corner, Mark Angel's still working over Ryan Castellucci. He's one step ahead, Hicks. I really love where he's going with this. Double knees right into the corner. And now snapmare, Mark Angel still in control.
A vicious snapmare and a kick to the back by Mark Angel.
You know, that really takes the wind out of you. And
you know, Dean, I don't know if you knew this. You weren't around. I was walking around backstage before the match, just gathering the names of the finishers from the different guys, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you saw. I have this notebook here. A pretty extensive list of finishers. When I asked Mark Angel, what do I have written underneath his name for a finisher?
Absolutely nothing.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because he told me to get the hell away from him.
I think deservedly so. You were probably bugging him. He was probably very busy preparing. I can't hear anything.
I don't bug people. The crowd. Every time the crowd cheers, I can't hear anything in my head except for cheers. Knee lift by Mark Angel. He's still on the offense team.
He really put the end to that. Castellucci was trying to get something going. However, Mark Angel, one step ahead yet again. I think he can do it.
He's choking him.
No, he's not. Stop it, Hicks.
You know what, Dave? It should be pointed out. I don't know if we did. I don't think we did. It seems like all of Deptford's standing in that corner there. They're all standing at attention.
Both corners are filled with... I think that's the Castellucci fan.
It's a Castellucci fan. Elbow, a vicious elbow by Mark Angel. That's not all he's got, Dean, right now. He's going to send him into the ropes. What's he going to do? Reversal, Castellucci. Touch the clothesline.
Whoa, nice maneuver into a Russian leg sweep.
A beautiful,
this is it.
Beautiful,
this is it.
Russian leg sweep. Sorry, Dave.
Big leg drop.
Another?
Another running leg drop, and let me tell you.
Oh!
Went to the well one too many times. That
he
time,
did there.
That time, right? Castellucci somehow was smarter.
Mark Angel ducks the clothesline. He hits the leg drop again. That's got to be it.
Castellucci.
Castellucci's got a heart, though. What's going to happen, Dean? Just a two-count reversal. Just a two-count. Mark Angel takes to the eyes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he raked his face with his knee.
Well, you know, sometimes that happens. You have to get control of the situation.
That doesn't happen.
It does.
It should.
That's a foul.
Castellucci with the jawbreaker. Castellucci, he could be setting up for the schoolyard slam now.
Oh.
That was a suplex.
Big suplex, though. Kind of a release suplex there. Only a two count. What was that stench that just went by? Was that the voice of the board down there?
You stop it.
Smells like fruit, rubber, and pumpkin pie.
Here we go. Mark Angel pounding the back.
Oh, beautiful maneuver. That's it. Give up, Castellucci. It was a valiant try.
Castellucci's a he's got a heart, man. This isn't over.
Mark Angel's going to the top here.
He certainly is. Wonder what he's got in store. Could this be a shooting star?
Here it comes. Oh, a nice swanton bomb. And that's it, Hicks. Stay down, Ryan. And that's a three.
Castellucci kicked out.
What are you talking about?
He kicked out, Dean. It was only a two.
Oh, this is...
He's not dead yet.
The fans trying to get...
And Ryan Castellucci can't have broken out of this arena.
Good.
Catches the super kick. Behind the back. Belly to back. Not one. A third one.
German suplexes in triplicate. That could be it. Kicks out at the last second.
Well, Mark Angel's got some heart of his own, don't he?
I think that's really been the theme of tonight. Guys showing, going that extra step. They're giving it all. They're leaving it in the ring. Everybody.
Big avalanche. Mark Castellucci. Ryan Castellucci, I'm sorry. Mark Angel. Ryan Castellucci. What's he doing?
This could be it.
Oh! A modified stunner, like a flippy stunner, beat off the second. That was a three!
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That was from December to Remember. December 15th, 2012, the hometown hero, the 0-1 fighting athlete, Deptford's number one son, Ryan Castellucci.
Castellucci.
I forgot. Castellucci And the center of attention, Mark Angel. Cliff, I, you know, back when Dean Dixon and I were preparing for that match, I can remember him going to great lengths to try and drill that into my head that we need to call him Castellucci.
Yeah, it was something that it started out as a guy, I guess, almost like a little joke between just us, and it just grew, and the crowd fed. I guess a couple of people in the crowd heard us, and it just fed. So I mean, it was something that was real neat experience to be in the arena when that like Castellucci chant went around.
Well, it did go around. That was the first time, like I said earlier on this program here, that was the first time that I'm looking around and I thought, you know what, we're gonna be okay. You know, if we can continue to put on matches like this, you know, if we can continue to bring in guys that kind of inspire the crowd and make them excited to be interactive and part of the show, New Moon's going to be fine. And I still continue to feel that to this day because one of the hallmarks is New Moon Rising Wrestling. You know, it may go away for a couple months or whatever, but when it comes back, it always comes back strong and with a definite plan.
Yes, I would have to agree. I mean, you go from this match where we had that nice build of the big crowd, and we go from on each month, it just kept getting bigger, got to the point where, I mean, later in the summer, we grew into even having a second show added a month with the young guys for the combine shows. I mean, this was, I would have to say, that point we got to the top of the hill and went over, and guys like, you know, Mark, guys like Ryan, I mean, Ryan might not have been there for all those shows, but they helped us get to that point where it set us up to that next level.
It's kind of like when you buy a ticket to a roller coaster, you know, and you're sitting in the front row there and you're slowly building, you know. There's not a lot to get excited about as you're just building higher and higher. But the steeper you go, you realize at some point, you got to come down, and you're not coming down slow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thrill. And when you reach that precipice there, when you're at the top and you're looking down, right before the car just, like, charges forward 200 miles an hour, that's when it suddenly hits you, you know? And for me, Castellucci and Mark Angel, that was that tip of the roller coaster. Like you said, after that, the shows just started rolling. I know before that match, before that December to Remember show, there was a lot of talk of, like, what's New Moon going to do? Where are we going to go from here? You know, we had one or two relatively successful shows, but they weren't world beaters. You know, but this one. And by the way, in the middle of sub-Arctic temperatures, like, we talk about this past winter and the temperatures, that Proving Grounds that night, they had to run space heaters all day just to get the room comfortable enough that people would even want to come in. But once the arena filled, once the Proving Grounds were full, and I joked on during the broadcast, like thousands of fans or whatever, but I believe that was first or second, I believe it was first, the most highly attended Proving Grounds show in our history. I could be mistaken about that.
I have to agree with you. I think that had to be our top. I mean, even though it was our first big show, far as crowd wise, I mean, only thing else I think that could come close, off the top of my head, one of the ones where we won during the Tremont and Ivan saga, one of those first two matches they had, we had one or two big crowds in their saga. So, I mean, this had to be up and within, like you said, the top one or two attendance wise.
So we've talked quite a bit, quite extensively about Deptford's number one son, Ryan Castellucci. But Cliff, we haven't talked about Mark Angel, the other side of the ring there. Certainly one of the more traveled independent guys in the Philadelphia, South Jersey area. Mark Angel, a native of Philadelphia and everything. But he, for whatever reason, he seemed on that night like the perfect foil for Castellucci in a lot of ways. Like what they created, you know, it wasn't just Castellucci. They created magic in the ring together.
Yes. Mark, like I said earlier, it was definitely Mark Spinagata, so you said, been up and down the road here in the Delaware Valley of wrestling, even up in New York, some shows and stuff like that. It showed a lot that the New Moon Board of Directors chose him to be the guy to go into a big match like this, and which ended up leading, I mean, even though Mark did lose the match, it did end up leading Mark to other things down the road. Because, you know, that's when that night, if I'm not mistaken, after the match, he became the first member of the Burgundy Brigade managed by Slim Burgundy.
I believe you're right. That happened immediately after this match. Slim Burgundy came out, signed the center of attention right on the dotted line to be the charter member of the Burgundy Brigade. And by the way, not for naught, not to skip over it or whatever, but the technical main event on that show, a heavyweight title match between Tank Tolan and Jake Bishop. Jake Bishop at the time, the leader of the Mies Society and the champion. On our last show 2 weeks ago, we talked extensively about Tank Tolan and the progression that he made toward the heavyweight title or whatever. But in a lot of ways, the excitement that Castellucci and Mark Angel injected into the crowd on this night at December to Remember, it helped get the fans excited for the title match and the title progression that was going to come later that night and in the months moving forward as well.
Yeah, I mean, just me personally just standing in the middle of the ring, getting ready to announce, you know, this is our main event. The crowd was such a buzz, you know, coming off of that match. It was like, oh, man, it is. Crowd getting ready to explode again. Now we got the heavyweight title with Tank Tolan and Jake Bisson getting ready to come out. I mean, it was still buzzing. I'm trying to it was funny. Usually I'm trying to get the crowd pumped up for a main event. This time I was trying to get them down a little bit because they were on such a high so they could save some energy for the main event.
if New Moon had a fall, and I'm not saying that they did, but if they did, they never gave you that chance to just breathe, especially as you got toward the upper part of the card there. I mean, if you're watching WrestleMania, you know, you watch, let's say this year, WrestleMania, The Undertaker loses to Brock Lesnar, and the crowd is just sucked of all its energy. I mean, just wiped out, you know? Then they don't go right into the main event. They don't give you Daniel Bryan holding the title. No, they go to the Divas. They give you a chance to decompress, to rebuild, you know. But New Moon Rising Wrestling, their biggest fault, I think, is that they're always throwing so much at you as you build up the show. When they got to that main event, I almost felt like the crowd had nothing left after watching Castellucci.
Yeah, I definitely, from after announcing those guys coming to the ring, being off to the side, yeah, like I had to kind of quiet the crowd down a little bit, but by the middle of that match, they didn't know where to go. They were just, like you said, their energy was so high, it just got to the point as the match started building, as Jake and Tank were doing their thing, it kind of did get to that point where it was like, wish they, you know, could have kept to keep that energy going, but they were so high at the beginning of the match, it just,
All right, well, we got about a minute left here, Cliff. Just some quick thoughts, closing thoughts on all that was Deptford's fighting son, the 0-1 fighting supreme athlete, Ryan Castellucci, the center of attention, Mark Angel, December to Remember 2012. Closing thoughts, Cliff Light.
That match itself, I mean, both guys, great competitors in the ring. Even outside the ring, got a chance to know both gentlemen. I mean, great guys. Put on a fantastic show. I mean, Castellucci hearing so much about him finally coming in, making his debut was amazing to see. And then Mark, a guy that, you know, helped New Moon get to where we were at, you know, that high point. About all I got.
My closing thought, if you're going to check out just one match in New Moon Rising Wrestling, we have all the matches on YouTube or whatever, but try and get your hands on the December to Remember DVD. And if you get one, if you're lucky enough to order one and purchase one, then I recommend checking out this match first, because it set the tone for so many things about what we know about New Moon Rising Wrestling. I want to say that. We got about 10 seconds left, Cliff Light. Listen, I do want to offer everybody a very special bonus. Podcast-only download. Cliff Light, your thoughts on an independent show you checked out over the weekend in 1, 2. All right, we're off the air. This is a podcast-only exclusive. Cliff Light, this past weekend you went to On Point Wrestling. Just a couple quick thoughts. I haven't attended a show yet.
I attended two independent shows this weekend. One, ooh, I went to CZW for the Best of the Best to see Drake Younger, a legend in CZW, win the Best of the Best tournament. That was absolutely unbelievable. And actually, On Point, I was able to be their ring announcer. I mean, this is probably the second time I was able to help out On Point Wrestling. I mean, the management there, it's a great crew, great guys. I mean, that show, it was for a very special cause for cerebral palsy awareness, which the main event was highly entertaining wrestlers versus Matt Tremont and Greg Iron. It was unbelievable. I mean, their tagline is if you want to emotionally invest in On Point, I highly recommend going and checking out a show. As another company that has a lot of stuff on on DVDs and YouTube, definitely go check them out.
Well, there you go. CZWrestling.com if you want to check out CZW, Best of the Best, any of that stuff. OnPointWrestling.com to check out On Point Wrestling. I'm Brady Hicks, the voice of New Moon Rising Wrestling, for Cliff Light. We'll be back in 2 weeks, guys, and we'll be talking plenty more New Moon Rising Wrestling. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.